Bringing in Connor Holman, he's a defenseman for the Steele County Blades, recently added to the roster, comes out of Anchorage, Alaska. And as we're talking, winter has swept into southern Minnesota. But Connor, did you grow up in Anchorage then and just kind of dealt with Alaska winters for a lot of your life?
Oh yeah, no, I've been in Anchorage ever since I was born. I've lived there for my entire life. And yeah, no, winters are just common thing, you know, sun setting at 3:30 in the afternoon, nighttime, by the time you get home from school, you know, that's just how life has been up there, and, you know, not much different from here. I really enjoy it.
Okay, yeah. Well, sometimes we get a little bit more daylight than that, but yeah. But sure, the winter and the wind and everything kicks in. Now, as far as hockey, would you have started hockey at a pretty young age then up there as well?
Yeah, I actually started when I was 3 years old. I owe it actually a lot to my dad because he played hockey ever since he was a kid, and he played for University of Alaska Anchorage and started coaching in 1988, so, you know, I owe a lot to my dad for getting me into hockey that young. So
okay, very yeah. Cool. A hockey experience for you there. Here, for the Minnesota guys, you know, it's 5, 10, 15 miles to the next town sometimes, and conferences maybe are 40, 50 miles from end to end. Growing up playing hockey in Alaska, what kind of travel, what kind of, how would you explain, describe your experience there?
I mean, it's not much different. Okay. In Anchorage, we would have about 3-4 teams. And then, you know, we'd have like one trip a year, 2.5 hours down to Kenai, same place where the Kenai River Brown Bears play in the Knoll. Then up to Fairbanks, about an 8-hour drive. Other than that, and then maybe one tournament outside and somewhere down in lower 48. But no, it's pretty similar, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. One more question about living up there. Were you big into the outdoors besides hockey?
Oh, yeah, I love fishing. I love salmon fishing on the rivers. Okay. Not a big boat guy, but I love just getting my chest waders on, hopping in the river, and, you know, trying to catch some red or silver salmon or all that. I love fishing for salmon.
All
so.
Right. Now, junior hockey, you say you've already got a few seasons in under your belt, so maybe briefly run through where you've played, what your junior hockey experience and history has been like.
Yeah, I started off my first year, 2019-2020 season in Texas.
Okay.
And then the next season I went to Helena, but that was the COVID year, and there was a bunch of problems with that.
Sure.
So I went to Decatur for that season because they had this thing where they wouldn't get shut down by the state over any COVID reasons, so I just wanted to play hockey that season. You know, that year you just had to find a place to play. And the coach of Midwest the next year contacted me after I got cut from the Sioux Eagles and the Noge, and then that team just didn't get enough players, so it folded. So I was looking somewhere else to play, went to Utah, didn't really work out, and now I'm here. I'm really enjoying the boys here. I really like the coaching staff, and I'm enjoying the environment here so far. So,
okay. When you look at this team, this Blades team, what stands out about it, either quality on the ice or just the way that the team is kind of chemistry-wise has come together as a unit? What are some of the initial feelings you had about the club?
Well, I was very nervous at first. Even though I've been to a lot of junior teams, I played with a lot of guys, I was nervous. But this team has been very welcoming and stuff, and the on-ice communication, especially before draws, really love that. Haven't seen much of that before. So yeah, on-ice and off-ice, they've been really welcoming and very communicative to me.
Getting used to the schemes, the plays and things like that, and maybe have some experience of kind of adjusting on the fly with some team adjustments. But what about that, getting used to actually playing the schemes and the plays the way the coaches want you to do? How easy has that been?
It's been actually pretty difficult, learning all the names of all the plays and stuff.
Okay.
And the D zone. Like, I haven't ran a system like this before, but I really enjoy learning a new system because that just gives me more experience for the future, anything like that. You know, knowing as many D zone systems as I can possibly learn would be a very big help to me, but it has been very difficult.
Okay, very interesting. As far as the Midwest West division, are you real familiar with the teams or the division or anything like that from at least having been in the league and maybe some crossover in some of those showcase events?
Yeah, I've actually played Steele County twice, once last year when I played for Midwest and once year before in Decatur, both showcase games.
Okay.
Steele County beat us both times, but yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them, right?
exactly. You know, this is a respectful program and all that, and you know, I've played some of the other teams in this Midwest West division, and I think we got a solid group, and you know, we can beat any team in this division, honestly. So
okay, I know the win over Isanti, and as far as a recent game when we're talking just before Thanksgiving, would be a very impressive win. A team that was leading the division last time I checked. How did you guys win? What was flowing right in that one particular game?
I think Isanti, they just have a really good offensive core, and I think how they win games is that they just score a lot of goals, and they just score more goals than the other team. They have good offense, but as long as what we did was just shut them out down on defense, and eventually we'll get goals in the net, you know, okay. Just kind of whittle them down that way, and that's, I think, how it went against the Outlaws.
Okay. I want to backtrack for a moment. Grew up in Alaska and things like that, playing hockey growing up there, then going to Texas for a junior hockey experience. How weird was that, or was it not all that odd to shift as far as climate, as far as maybe knowledge of the fans? What stands out about going to Texas to start a junior hockey career?
I mean, I lived on a ranch billet. My billet dad was a professor at Texas A&M. It was a really different experience. Yeah. They had chickens and everything. But it was nice because with hockey, you know, you got two different sides. You got Olympic, you got NHL. It doesn't matter where you are. Like, if you love hockey and you, when you get on the ice, like, you don't care where you are. So okay. It wasn't that big of an adjustment. But my first year being away at 17, I was getting homesick by like 2 months in.
Yeah, that's a thing. And fortunately, all that's in the past at this point. Connor, what are your hopes and dreams and plans for next year? Because I assume you're aging out here if this is your fourth year of junior hockey. So what's your hope for next winter?
Next winter, I just want to go play college hockey, possibly ACHA D1. I would like to go NCAA D3, but a lot of those schools are liberal arts schools, sure. So I want to do engineering, computer sciences. A lot of them just don't offer that, so, you know, it's always best, like, if they have the hockey program you want but don't have the schooling you want, not worth it, you know. You want to get the schooling first, and if they have a good hockey team on top of that, like, you just got to get a good, find a school that's a good balance. So I'm still looking for schools right now, and yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, that certainly is a mature way to go about it. Connor, great to meet you. Good luck on the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.